Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Mel Herbert here for your Elon Daily, February 13th, 2019. And hey, before we get started, can I encourage you again, while you're listening to your podcast, if you can, hop on the treadmill, go for a walk, link this activity with something healthy, like some exercise, just some walking. I've got to tell you, as a physician, just some nice walking, 30 minutes a day is so healthy. Link this activity with that activity. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's a little company, it's called Tesla Energy, in fact, and they make solar panels, and they make batteries, and they make some big battery installations that do commercial, and they also do residential, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. And if you were like me, then about a year or two, probably 2 years ago, you put a deposit down for a power wall for your house so that you could have power if there was, for example, I don't know, here in Los Angeles, an earthquake. Or if you had time of use and you wanted to suck up all that solar energy from your solar panels and then use it at those times of the day when it was most expensive to get it from the grid. You did that, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. But then about a year or more after you put your deposit down, Tesla called you and they said, sorry, because of Model 3, because of all the other batteries we need to put in Puerto Rico and Australia and other places, you can't have yours. And then 6 months after that, just a month or so ago, they said, now guess what? We're back and you can have your residential battery. And in fact, in my case, I'm getting three of them because we have this big house and big solar panels and we've got electric cars and we need three of these puppies. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am excited to tell you that next week we get our power walls installed and I'm going to do that on Elon Daily. I will give you the updates, the blow by blow, but it's really exciting that they've got enough batteries now that they can start doing the residential. And this is a huge, absolutely massive market. In fact, there are many commentators that say as big as the cars are, the Tesla cars and all the ones that are coming, it's really energy storage. That's where Tesla is going to dominate and be a, you know, potentially a $1 trillion company. Because over time, those that can afford it, everybody's going to want a battery in their house. And in fact, you might find that your energy distributor might want you to have one and give you incentives because it really helps stabilize the grid. And in doing so, they'll say, look, yeah, we'll help you get that battery, but allow us to tap into it every now and then when we need it, when there's really high use times, sort of distributed energy. And they're also probably going to buy some big ones themselves, as we've seen in Australia, as we've seen in Hawaii, as we've seen in Puerto Rico, that you can put in big battery installations. Now the price has come down so much and you can be cost competitive, but actually superior in terms of performance compared to peaker plants, even gas peaker plants. And as an aside, I should say that a peaker plant is, you've got this base load of electricity, you're putting out all this electricity, you're the big power generator for that city, that region. But then what happens is that everybody comes home, turns on the toaster and the TV and plugs in their electric car and you get this huge peak, boom, really quickly. Or you get this heat wave and within a few hours, like every air conditioner turns on. You need a peaker plant. You need something to keep up with that because your big, slow moving, but able to generate a lot of energy thing can't do it. Then there's these thing called peaker plants. And right now in the United States, the most common peaker plant is a natural gas plant that you can fire it up and burn the gas and turn the turbines really quickly. And so batteries can do that as well, but they can do it faster. You can turn on a battery instantly and get that demand, and then you don't drop the voltage and don't everybody's lights don't turn off and everybody gets ticked off at you. So battery backup in these sort of industrial versions, in these big time versions, they're all the rage in some places. Indeed, the installation in Australia, which until recently it might still be the biggest battery installation in the world, it's about to get beaten. It cost about $60 million. And the payback period, you'd expect, what, a great payback period for that would be like 15 years would be really good. They're potentially paying off that entire battery in 2 years. That's remarkable. That's how much savings. So South Australia, which is one of the states in where? That's right, the south of Australia, is doubling down and doing more of this. California is doing more of this. This is really spreading as each of these big battery installations shows that, first of all, they work. They're time to give you energy is almost instantaneous, and because of all those reasons, it saves you a lot of money. You can even start closing your gas peaker plants. It saves the state, it saves the generator money. Now everybody wants a piece of the action because the costs of these batteries have come down so much. So let's go over some of the specs on these batteries. They've got about 13.5 kilowatt hours of usable capacity. What does that mean? Well, here in the United States, the average home, not apartment, but home, uses about 30 kilowatt hours a day, but it really varies because it depends on, you know, whether you're in a hot area and you use the air conditioner a lot, whether you have something like a pool pump, which uses a lot of energy, whether you've got an electric car that's plugged in. So in my circumstance, you know, 3 is about where we thought we could get to the point where we could basically generate and use 100% of our solar energy without having to tap into the grid the vast majority of the time. They can do about 7 kilowatts as a peak, or 5 kilowatts continuously. Now, what does that mean? So for some people with their electric cars, if they want to draw it directly from the battery itself, then they'd probably have to turn it down because it's easy in an electric car to draw more than 5 kilowatts, depending on how your home setup is done. It's got a 10-year warranty. You can put up to 10 of these in a row. So if you've got a big house or maybe it's a sort of a semi-commercial area, you could put 10 of these puppies together. And in terms of how big they are, they're about 45 inches by 20, 30 inches by 6 inches. They're kind of like the size of a big skinny suitcase. And they weigh about 275 pounds or 125 kilos. So these are heavy, but you can wall mount them or you can put them on the floor. You can put them on the inside of the house. You can put them on the outside of the house. You tend to want to put them in the area that is at least shaded. For example, where I live, it gets super hot. And generally, to keep your batteries happy and healthy, you don't want them too hot. And you don't want them too cold. The other cool thing about this is there's a lot of apps and stuff that Tesla has that shows you, you know, the energy you made. Let's say it's attached to a solar array. The energy you created and where that went, how much went into your home, how much went into the power wall, at what time of day. And you can set it up to, you know, do backup if the power goes out and where to send that backup. Like just send it to the fridge or send it to the whole house. So it's very, very powerful stuff. One of the things that I'm interested in and will track is that although generally, I make more energy during the year from my solar panels than I use, I still often have, because of time of use, a fairly significant, although greatly reduced, charge from my local energy company. And that's because I'm making a lot of energy during the day when the sun's out. But the peak charge occurs sort of in the evening when the sun's gone down. So I'm hoping that what this will allow me to do is to charge up that big battery during the day with all the free photons from the sun. And then when I start to use that, when you come home from work, for example, and you're turning on the TV and you're, you know, cooking the dinner, that would then draw from the battery first and not from the grid. So I'm basically paying myself with cheap electrons that I've stored rather than buying the expensive electrons from the Department of Water and Power in my case. Just a few other things to say about these power walls. They're pretty. They really look good. They're given, as I said, a 10-year warranty. But what does that really mean in terms of what we're really all interested in is degradation. In an electric car, you fill it up with electrons and you drive around a lot, but you don't necessarily fill it up and discharge it every day. And so the degradation on the Tesla batteries in the cars has been really good. Now, they use a different chemistry in these residential and commercial batteries. But the question is, what's that degradation going to be if you're sort of charging it all the way up and discharging it every single day? It's actually hard to find their warranty, but what I have found from a second source, and this is from Graph of the Day, says that the Tesla Powerwall will have a warranty that is 70% at the end of 10 years if you basically do a full charge and discharge every single day. So what that means for most people, you're not going to discharge it completely and charge it completely. So this thing should last over 10 years and be above 70%. And that would be reasonable. In fact, that's pretty impressive. And I bet you, can't quote me on this, but I bet you it will do significantly better than that, because we've found with the Tesla car batteries that they are doing very, very well over 200,000 miles driven and not much degeneration. And it appears that the Model 3 chemistry, which is a new chemistry compared to the original S and X, that it's doing even better. So I would not be surprised if this is better than we expect. So I think might be able to expect more than 80% at 10 years. I'll get back to you in 10 years. So is it worth it? Just from a pure financial point of view, forget whether you're trying to do this for environmental reasons or for backup reasons. Let's just ask the question, is it worth it to you just from a pure financial point of view? And the answer is it depends. Depends on a lot of factors, but the summary is, how much are you buying your electricity now for from your local energy provider? Is it time of day? Is there a big difference between the times of day? Do you have a solar array? So in a perfect scenario, you've got your own solar panels and let's say they're already paid for and you make enough to basically run your whole house. but you're getting a time of day usage charge, such that in the evenings you're getting charged a lot to get your electricity, and you don't get paid too much for the electricity you create during the day. There might be scenarios there where getting a Powerwall can pay for itself in, you know, like 4 or 5 years. And there's obviously other scenarios there where it's just, you know, financially you've got really cheap electricity. You don't need to store it. It's not a big deal. Financially, you might do it for other reasons, for like backup or the environment. So this is a bit different for an Elon Daily, right? So, well, this thing has been going for less than a week. Who am I kidding? We're making this up as we go along. So this was more of a sort of a deepish dive, not too deep a dive, but a bit of a deepish dive onto a single topic about Powerwalls. But we'll get back to just sort of what's happening in the news. There wasn't too much in the news in the last day or two. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Mel Herbert. This show is Elon Daily. We've got our big show with Robert and Tom about once a month, sometimes twice a month if you're a Patreon, that dives deep, super deep, that goes big time deep with lots of fun discussion, arguments, and stuff. Check it out. It's called Talking Tesla. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name's Mel Herbert, and I will speak at you in the morrow. Herbert out.